and it is coming up on midnight. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope you have something to be thankful for. If you're thankful for WBAI, you might want to consider giving us a little Thanksgiving tithe. 212-209-2950. And if you're wondering why you're hearing my voice on a Wednesday night, despite the fact that I'm assured that Giovanni Anglin is coming in for Black Seinfeld, there is no sign of Giovanni, and I suspect, I heard he was taking 2 weeks off. That's what I thought. And since he's not here, I'm assuming that that's what he's doing. So in the meantime, hearing nothing from anyone who has the authority to tell me what to do, I've made an executive holiday decision that we're going to hear an executive holiday version of All Mixed Up with Peter Beauchamp for the next 2 hours. I would move What's the Frequency, Kenneth, up to midnight, but, I think we'll leave it in its regular 2 a.m. slot. Also, no Lister tonight, so we'll either get a rerun of his show from last week or do what he wants me to do and replay the Golden Age Radio Thanksgiving show. Well, I got a little time to think about it. That's what's happening tonight at ungoverned, unmanageable WBAI New York. Here comes Peter Beauchamp. All Mixed Up Thanksgiving Edition.
This is the story of you. Where you came from, how and why you were born.
Yes, it's time for another of those pleasant country get-togethers with America's favorite cowboy,
Peter Beauchamp.
It would be hard to say whether the jukebox caused the death of human speech or whether music came to fill an already widening void. But unless the music is stopped now, the human race, mumbling, snapping its fingers and twitching its hips, will sink back into an amoebic state where it will take a coagulation of hundreds of teenagers to make up a single unit of vital force.
Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking bookstore, there lurks the secret workshop of a strange Albanian genius.
in the morning, I can't do right. Had a little fight with my baby last night. It's early in the morning. It's early in the morning. Early in the morning. I ain't got nothing, no, no, but the blue. I went to your girlfriend's house, but she was out. Knocked on your daddy's door.
You, we, and you. We get into a loop. Either or.
It's really hard to make decisions about everything.
Black, white.
So I want to take those things that I do every single day.
I and you.
And I want to put them in a part of my brain that doesn't work as hard.
This is the correct way to be fooled.
We and you.
We essentially store patterns.
We and the crowd.
We tend to believe almost all patterns we encounter, even the false ones.
Good and bad.
Your brain actually stops working so hard when you're in the middle of a habit.
And we're not very good at discriminating between true and false patterns.
Already you are separated into two camps, and you are on the point of fighting about absolutely non-existent differences.
And then I tried to figure out what the reward was, and I thought it was the cookie.
Yeah. finding you again. Things that made me love you so much then, could we ever bring them back? Now they have gone. Oh Caroline, no. Oh Caroline, no.
rush hour is starting now, and London's familiar red double-decker buses are in evidence everywhere.
Nashville, Tennessee, wandering with Laura Briard. Probably she came all the way from France. Big Audio, wandering Harrow Road with Elvis, who was washing some clothes as he got ready for Thanksgiving. David Byrne and Meredith Monk, On the Road with The Road Song. An autumn piece from ARP. Chrissy Hynde and the Valve Bone Woe Ensemble give us their cover of Carolyn No. Either Or from Negative Land's latest collection. Cover of Harry Nilsson, Early in the Morning from Langbourne Slim. And we opened up with Robert Walter's 20th Congress, My Little Red Book. A great instrumental cover of Burt Bacharach. All Mixed Up, Peter Beauchamp, and all those artists I just mentioned, getting ready to hit the road for the holidays. We'll have a shortcut back home in the second hour. But right now we're going to hit the road with Spiritualized.
Well, here we are on the road.
Yeah, that's where we are, all right.
Bob Huzitz moved over to Howard Johnson's to help them with their new models. So, how about a completely debauched and unnecessary fact-finding boondoggle to the flagship in Plattsburgh, New York?
Listen, there's a Howard Johnson's upstate. They must have visited immediately. Why don't we go? We'll go when we get there. It'll be fine.
I don't know.
I'm the boss.
Come to my house tonight. I'll give directions here. A couple of eyes and you'll be near. Take the road right out of town. Check your gas and oil and sand. Watch the road, you'll be alright. You can drive right through the night. Here comes the road, let's go.
Let's go.
mean, leave work.
Yes, master.
Don't you dare pull away. I'm talking to you.
What's your pleasure, sir or madam, and all you kiddies too? Sandwiches, freshly made from quality ingredients, soft drinks, cool, tangy, and refreshing. A hot dog? There you are, tender, juicy, done to a turn with some fixings. Hamburgers, ma'am? Just the way you like them. Meaty, moist, and broiled to perfection.
Every day at Howard Johnson's, you get the freshest, tastiest clams in all the ocean.
Take a nap. Relax. When you wake up, you will feel like you're on vacation.
You know what? Tell me more about what we're going to be doing in Howard Johnson's so I can get some sleep.
Howard Johnson got it.
Notice I would have rolled out the orange carpet. I've got your room all set for you.
Actually, I'd like something to eat and something to drink.
Sure. I'm going to bring you a sampling of everything. Do you like clams?
I like everything.
The colors are bright and cheerful. My kids have candy. Full bar for mom and dad. Would you say it's a delightful destination?
It's not a destination. It's on the way to someplace.
That's true. It's a long car drive. Mom probably needs to use the restroom. Kids, gotta look at the place.
Here we go.
She's gonna try it.
You're kidding.
Care what kind of milk it is. You don't care. 2%, 3% buttermilk, pet milk. Hold a cow in a pet milk can. I bet you eat that too. What's wrong with you? I'm hiding my grapes. You eat up all my grapes. Now, when I went to bed last night, didn't I tell you to take out the trash?
Yeah.
So why didn't you do it?
I fell asleep.
I wish you were sleeping right now. I'll knock you upside your head with a left hook, make your ass wake up, and take out that damn trash. Hey. What are you doing?
Throwing this away. We ain't even got no milk.
You better eat that damn cereal. You ain't got no damn milk. Thank God, I bet you. When I was coming up, we didn't have milk, cereal, a bowl to eat in, spoon, fork, knife, no napkins or nothing. you do like this. What? Mop with your hand like that. You ever do that?
No.
Have you ever had government cheese? Craig, government cheese, you had some?
No.
Dick, taking government cheese. Couldn't take a dump for 2 weeks. If you eat it on the 4th of July, by the 18th, everybody in the whole neighborhood trying to get to the bathrooms. I want to eat some of them chitlin. I love pig feet. The barbecue pig feet were gone. You got grease all over your damn mouth. Yo, I had a sweet potato pie in there. You ate the whole pie. Left me that little old plastic thing there. You ain't got no damn milk.
Ain't that a bitch?
You funny. You're my boy. You remind me of my granddaddy. You know what your problem is? You think money grows on trees. Just go out and pick your $400 or $500 and go off and just dance and eating chicken and dancing. You just having all the fun in the world. You know how many stinking dogs I gotta catch to fill that big ass bowl you got there, boy? 45, 50 dogs. Stinking, nasty dog, and 12 of them little stinking things they call a chihuahua.
All right, I eat it.
Hey! Take the garbage out front, son.
Hanging all over the studio, precious thing. Gonna keep the vampires away, you understand? And this one, baby, is for...
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fatback drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ.
Nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes.
Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. The story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. An opening night for Mary and Harry's fast food restaurant, the House of Toast. All day business has been brisk, and now as Klieg lights dance across the sky, we join them in here.
Say, we need some more foil bags up front.
Foil bags coming up.
Okay.
Oh, well, we haven't had a breather all afternoon.
My, it's amazing how people, you know, order the toast, put it in the foil bag, and run out to the car, and then sit there and eat it.
Right. What seems to be the biggest seller, have you been able to tell, Mary, so far?
It's the toast plain. That's been the number one favorite.
Toast and butter, eh?
Yeah.
Foil bags, Calvin.
Okay, thank you very much.
Here's some more of that pre-wrapped butter to go in the machine.
All right, thank you. You know, Mr. Nelson also had the good idea on whether you wanted buttered on the near side or the far side of the toast.
Yeah, I still haven't been able to figure that out yet.
Well, it's whether you want the butter on here, I'll show you. You see, this would be the near side.
Which side?
This one.
Well, why is that any different than the other side?
It's nearer to me.
Oh, dear.
Nearer to you. Then on the other side would be the far side. Now, if you butter it on the far side, it would be different than buttering it on the near side.
But holding it that way, you'd be buttering your fingers, wouldn't you, if you buttered on the far side?
I wouldn't be buttering my fingers.
Well, you're holding it with your left hand, the knife with the butter is in your right hand.
Right. But I just buttered the toast.
Let me see you butter the far side of that piece of toast.
Just like that. There's no problem, Larry.
Now, look at your hand. See, your left hand covered with butter.
Oh, it's the toast.
I don't think that's the way to do it at all.
300 slices coming up.
Right. And butter them on the near side.
That's up to you to butter them out front. I don't cover them back here.
Dry up and make the toast.
Quiet, both of you. This is no way to run a cook business.
Hey, look up back there.
What?
A lot of earth-moving equipment. They're going to put in a parking lot, I suppose, for us.
Maybe it'll be a shopping mall. It'll bring us a lot more customers.
Now, isn't that a stroke of luck?
People can do their shopping and come over here for a piece of toast afterwards.
Right. Oops. Hit the toaster.
I think we've struck some good luck at last. And so our friends noticed some earth-moving equipment being brought up a few yards to the rear of the House of Toast. You ought to be here next time when we'll hear Micklebar Nelson say...
Well, I haven't heard anything about a parking lot.
That's in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.
Remember the old days, the pies your mother used to make? You'd go into the kitchen, there's Mom breaking eggs, beating them. There'd be rich country cream and sugar and fresh fruit and real vanilla beans and butter. Remember all that? Well, you can forget it. We've eliminated all the old sentimentalities. Modern baking through modern chemistry. Here's a pie you can make with the same ingredients that the manufacturer uses and lists on the box.
See that?
And I'll show you exactly what kind of a pie it is.
There it is.
a modern lemon cream pie. I'll open it for you. Get it out of the box. Good. Take the paper off. Factory fresh, factory approved. No lemons, no eggs, no cream, just pie.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home.
Say you must take a train, go and hop an aeroplane, put the wife and kiddies in the family car. All the pleasure that you bring when you make that doorbell ring, no trip could be too far.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for
Pennsylvania and some home.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you
Mom?
Hey, it's great to be able to talk to you. I haven't been able to talk to you in really a long time, and my friend Jack has got this box that I can talk to you from, so I'm glad to be able to send you this message and tell you how much I love you, and also tell you that I think you should start talking to Daddy again. And since you're both there together, there's no reason not to talk.
The same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch
the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old, old tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary. Hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green. Around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God and there's a sad old portrait. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me 'neath the green.
Jones, heading for the green, green grass of home back in the late 60s. Neil Young with a message for his mom, backed up by the Beach Boys. My mom, she loved Perry Como. I did as well. And as Perry sang, there's no place like home for the holidays. And all those people in the song were heading back and forth across the country just to get home for the holidays. And some of that pumpkin pie. Marsha Lefron, he had a modern recipe for lemon cream pie. No lemon, no cream, just pie. Dee Dee Sharp, waiting for gravy for her mashed potatoes, took a trip with Bob and Ray to the House of Toast, the opening of the House of Toast from Mary Backstage. King Curtis gave us the recipe for Memphis Soul Stew. John Witherspoon, the late John Witherspoon, what happened to all the food in the refrigerator? To Ice Cube over Booker T and the MG's Green Onions. We stopped off at Howard Johnson's with NRBQ. Howard Johnson's got his mojo working on the cast of Mad Men. John Hamm and Jessica Paré opened up with Spiritualized, Here It Comes, The Road, Let's Go. All mixed up, Peter Beauchamp. Glad you tuned in for this holiday episode. Coming up, we'll take a trip, a shortcut, back home. WBAI in New York City. Become a BAI buddy. Go to the WBAI.org website. Become a BAI buddy and say WBAI means a lot. And All Mixed Up is my favorite show. You can write to me at mixedup@pipeline.com or check out the playlist at mixedup.com.
All Mixed Up, Peter Beauchamp, and you All Mixed Up. It's Heidi.
Thank you.
going to let you have your little going away party, but do not make our lives more difficult afterwards by hanging yourself with a sheet or a tampon string. No Thanksgiving suicides. Chapman, what are we not to do on this day of thanks?
Commit suicide?
Exactly. We are the pilgrims, you bitches are the Indians. This is the holiday where we cooperate.
Oh, yes. We bring you maize, and you give us smallpox blankets.
Exactly. Everybody wins.
They just love to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the bold limb, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
Go back to places, right. Like where I was brought up, it doesn't look anything like that anymore. It's completely and utterly different. There's like a motorway underneath this, right. And that doesn't, now that's a mall, and you can't recognize it. Whereas this, it's completely exactly the same. I had this house from 1967 to 1975. It does have a lot of memories, because one of the reasons is that we recorded here, but it has other memories for me too, children, my parents, and all that sort of thing, my family, my brother lived here a lot. Yeah. He liked it very much, my brother, having this very large house.
I'm softly, silly, many me's, literally.
out in the country, far from all the soot and noise of the city, there's a village green. Oh, it's been a long time since I last set eyes on the church with the steeple down by the village green. T'was there I met a girl called Daisy, and I kissed her by the old oak tree. Although I loved my Daisy, I sought fame, and so I left the village green. I miss the village green and all the simple people. I miss the village green, the church, the clock, the steeple. I miss the morning dew, fresh air and Sunday school. And now all the houses are rare antiquities. American tourists flock to see the village green. They snap their photographs and say, God darn it, isn't it a pretty scene? And Daisy's married to Tom, the grocer boy, 'cause now he owns a grocery. I miss the village green and all the simple people. I miss the village green, the church, the clock, the steeple. I miss the morning dew, fresh air and Sunday school. And I will return there, and I'll see Daisy, we'll sip tea, laugh and talk about the village green. Oh yes, we will. We will laugh and talk about the village green.
Home is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are is home. I don't need a mansion on a hill that overlooks the sea. Anywhere you with me is home.
Maybe I'm a rolling stone who won't amount to much, but everything that I hold dear is close enough to touch.
For home is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are is home.
Maybe I'm a rolling stone who won't amount to much, but everything that I hold dear is close enough to touch.
For home is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are is home.
Now that you've found your path,
paradise. This is your kingdom to come on. You can go outside and polish your car, or sit by the fire in your Shangri-La. Here's your reward for working so hard. Gone are the lavatories in the backyard. Gone are the days when you dreamed of that car. You just want to sit in your Shangri-La.
you found it. I hope you found your Shangri-La. That's Ray Davies and the Kinks Choral Collection and Shangri-La, originally on Arthur and released back in 1969. I remember not that particular version, but the original album, which wasn't a hit here, but I personally loved it. We also heard him doing a version of The Village Green, which was on the Village Green Preservation Society, which came out the year before, and many have credited it as being the real first rock opera, at least a year and change before The Who and Tommy. Elvis Presley stuck in the middle of those two selections, and Home is Where the Heart Is. Before that, the Kronos Quartet from a collection, none such collection from the late 80s that I happened upon last night. And we heard White Man Sleeps, which came out faded over Laura Nero from New York Tendenberry. We heard Captain of Dark Morning, a little instrumental from one of Charlie Chaplin's early silent features, and some music from The Gold Rush. And we started off with Neil Young, On a Journey to the Past. All mixed up. Peter Beauchamp, glad you tuned in. A lot more to get to. Hope you'll stay with us, including A Shortcut Back Home, which we're sort of giving you as a Thanksgiving present. You can tape it, play it over the holidays, share it with your friends, whatever.
And now another uncensored version of Shortcuts.
We'll need lots of wood, need lots of leaves, need lots of paint. But hush, 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 hush.
I grew up mostly in a house in Fairfield, Connecticut. My parents had moved there from Bridgeport and bought a split level in the early 50s. We used to go out and watch the house as it was going up. I used to marvel at how fresh the air was and how different everything was out in the country, even though there was maybe 5 or 10 miles separating the two towns. This was the country. This is our house. And there was a brook next door, and there was fields and woods.
My dream house would be a house in the country where there are woods, just like when I was little. My parents still live in the same house. They've lived there for 31 years.
It used to be a real busy house all the time.
We have all kinds of memories.
All my kids and all the parties and all the, my whole family and all the dinner parties and all the celebrations and everything that went on. It used to be a real busy house all the time.
You mean to tell me, Katie Scarlett O'Hara, that Tara, that land doesn't mean anything to you? Why, land is the only thing in the world worth working for, worth fighting for, worth dying for, because it's the only thing that lasts.
Oh, Paul, you talk like an Irishman.
It's proud I am that I'm Irish. And don't you be forgetting, Missy, that you're half Irish, too. And to anyone with a drop of Irish blood in them, why, the land they live on is like their mother. Oh, but there, there, no, you're just a child. It'll come to you, this love of the land. There's no getting away from it if you're Irish.
consider coming back to the building alone with you. I know it's soon to talk about it.
I couldn't face being cooped up for the rest of my life in a shabby little office. No, I'm sorry, Pop. I didn't mean that. I want to do something big and something important.
You know, George, I feel that in a small way we're doing something important. It's satisfying a fundamental urge. It's deep in the race for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace. And we're helping him get those things in our shabby little office.
I know, Pop. I wish I felt that. I've been hoarding pennies like a miser here in order to. Most of my friends have already finished college. I just feel like if I didn't get away, I'd bust.
In my little town, I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us all. And he used to lean upon me as I pledged allegiance to the wall. Lord, I recall my little town, coming home after school, flying my bike past the gates of the factory.
The worst part of Brooklyn, you know what I'm talking? I mean, you know, it's like a hellhole to me.
Yeah, well, it ain't Manhattan. It isn't Manhattan. You got no idea how it changes, you know? Just right over there, right across the river, everything is different, completely different. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. People are beautiful.
And after it rains, there's a rainbow. And all of the colors are black. It's not that the colors aren't there. It's just imagination they lack. Everything's the same back in my little town.
Running right through the middle of the town is Main Street. Cutting across Main Street on the left is the railroad tracks. Next to the post office is the town hall. Jails in the basement. Brian once made a speech right from those very steps. It's a nice town, you know what I mean? Nobody very wonderful ever come out of it, so far as we know. First, we'll show you a day in our town. Not as it is today in the year 1940, but as it used to be in the year 1940.
Sing a song of long ago, when things were green and moving slow. And people stopped to say hello, or they'd say hi. Would you like to come over for tea? With the missus and me. It's a real nice way to spend a day in Dayton, Ohio. On a lazy Sunday afternoon in 1903. Let's sing a song of long ago, when things could grow. Days flowed quietly. The air was clean and you could see. And folks were nice to you. Would you like to come over for tea? With the missus and me. It's a real nice way to spend a day. Lazy Sunday afternoon in 1903.
I want to ask you a favor.
What?
If I go away to State Agricultural College next year, will you write me a letter once in a while?
I certainly will. Maybe letters from Grover's Corners won't seem so interesting after a while. Grover's Corners isn't a very important place when you think of all New Hampshire, but I think it's a very nice town.
Oh. The day wouldn't come when I wouldn't want to know everything about our town. I know that's true, Emily.
I'd love to own a palace grand,
wouldn't if they could. I'd be filled with pride having Mom inside. I haven't any palace grand, still I cannot complain. Blue is up above, and inside there's love.
There's not much to tell about my hometown. Life is easy and the tempo slow. But if you really want to find what's in it, you'll learn in a minute all you have to know. Let's go.
Find as much comfort in another house, any that I've seen.
Why, even when I leave this neighborhood for only a day, to go to the beach or the vineyards across the bay, no matter what I do or see, after turning home again, I get to that corner and then sweet voices, I hear sweet voices calling. Welcome home, says the street, as I hurry on my way. Welcome home, sings the gate, like a song. Welcome home, says the door, glad to feel your hand once more. Now you're back where you belong. Welcome home, says the chair, holding out its friendly arms. Welcome home, says the bed, rest on me. Now you're back where you should be. Close your eyes, and the world will settle down to sighs. Welcome home, says the lamp, lighting of familiar things. Look around at your friends, good and true. Get your cares all untied while you're warming up inside. Welcome home to you. Welcome home to you.
When we moved in this house, it was a remarkable feeling because I actually felt that this is something of our own, and I used to build things. I built this bookcase, for instance, without any nails or screws. Everything is fitted in and it fits into this wall perfectly. And naturally we planted things, and we loved all the trees and flowers. We have stand-up trees along the south side.
My grandmother's house is still there, but it isn't the same. A patch of brown lawn and a fence that hangs bending and sighing in the Seattle rain. I drive by with strangers and wish they could see what I see. A tangle of summer birds flying in sunlight. An orchard of apples. father's farm is still there, but it isn't the same. The barn is torn down and the fences are gone. The Idaho wind blows the topsoil away every spring. I still see the ghosts of the people
that I'll never forget. Especially that one moment when we're all in bed, we're all safe, we're all together. I'll never forget those things. I've stood under the kitchen window and I've listened to the sounds that this family makes at dinner time, and everyone's talking at once and nobody's listening to anybody else, but the sound of that talk is so beautiful, you just ought to put it to music, the way it drifts out on the evening air.
You rented a new house?
I thought.
Rent? Can you hear what he said, Mr. Bailey?
What's that?
I own the house. Me, Giuseppe Martin, I own my own house. No more we live like a pigs in this Paris field. Money!
Oh, are you satisfied? Look at this house. A ranch house.
The fella told me it wasn't a very good-looking house.
Very good-looking house. It's a shack.
Well, I can spend a lot of my spare time fixing this up. Have to putty those cracks up. Look, a horseshoe. Say, it's lucky to walk under a horseshoe. To rebuild after all.
What with? Well, you can stay here and wallow in misery if you want to. I won't. I'm going.
Where are you going?
Anywhere to get away from this filthy...
Got a little white house with a little green blind at the end of Honeymoon Lane. Just a little white gate that early and late seems to say, won't you please call again? You leave troubles outside and your joys just begin when the little front door whispers, won't you come in? To the little white house with the little green blinds at the end of Honeymoon Lane.
I bought the house in the fall. This is summer. See the kids?
It must be in the backyard.
In the Amity, you say yad.
They're in the yard, not too far from the car. How's that?
Like you're from New York.
Mom, I got cut. I was hit by a vampire.
You guys were playing on those swings. Those swings are dangerous. Stay off there. I haven't fixed them yet.
Yeah.
final hearing about a kind of life that is so completely different than yours.
You mean better, don't you?
Yes, I mean better. Sure, it's better.
Can I have some ketchup, please?
I mean, I'm out of the scene almost completely. You know, this Bay Ridge scene. I'm moving into Manhattan. I'm getting my own apartment. I'm changing. I'm really changing as a person, and I'm growing. You know what I mean? Nobody has any idea how much I'm growing.
When's you go on a diet?
Into 16D where I'm living right now. If this is my home, there's a difference between a house and a home. And this is a home.
A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. A room is still a room, even when there's nothing there but gloom.
Feel so vulnerable in my own home. I'm always afraid that someone's going to break in or hurt me in some way. I feel like very vulnerable. But when I go back home to my parents, my mother in particular, when I walk into that doorway, some strange feeling comes over me that I'm really protected, almost like a child, really.
The good parts of what you think home meant to you when you were little.
Then close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Choosing this is much more manly.
ground. Now, put your foot of stragglers with both arms. The least they'll do is take the horse away from you. And even though it isn't much of an animal, I did have a lot of trouble stealing it.
I'm going home by the walk every step of the way. I'll kill you if you try to stop me. I will.
Dorothy, dear.
Janet, darling.
Oh, honey, it's you.
Yes, darling.
Hello there. Anybody home? I just dropped by because I heard the little girl got caught in the big... Well, she seems all right now.
Yeah, she got quite a bump on the head. We kind of thought there for a minute she was going to leave us.
Oh.
But I did leave you, Uncle Henry. That's just the trouble. And I tried to get back for days and days.
There, lie quiet now. You just had a bad dream.
Sure. Remember me?
Your old pal, Hunk?
Oh.
Me? Hickory?
You couldn't forget my face, could you?
But it wasn't a dream. It was a place. And you were there.
Oh, sure.
But you couldn't have been, could you?
Well, we dream lots of silly things when we...
No, Aunt Em. This was a real, truly live place. And I remember that some of it wasn't very nice, but most of it was beautiful. But just the same, all I kept saying to everybody was, I want to go home. And they sent me home. Doesn't anybody believe me?
I was 8 years old and running with a dime in my hand to the bus stop to pick up a paper from my
throws away.
Peter Boshen.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight.
As I write my letter today, tears start falling from my eyes. I remember things we used to say. The ties that bind our love. Only one thing I want to do. Come home. Oh, oh, yeah. Come home. Long as I know I'm coming home to you. Only one thing I want to do.
There are 8 million stories in the Naked City. This has been one of them.
So, who's your friend?
Peter Boshen, the future of rock and roll.
You're so money, you don't even know. That's what I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building. Turn it off.
What? Turn it off. It gets in the way.
Hey, what's all of this mix-up?
Our true enemy has yet to reveal himself.
We had some good sleep last night. Leastways I did.
Do you know what that was?
This is Christian McBride, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
WBAI accepts snowmobiles. If you have a snowmobile, we want it. We also want any extra cars, trucks, SUVs, RVs, boats, and more. Any reason is a good reason to give a vehicle to WBAI. Some do it to avoid the hassles of selling. Some like to skip the costs of repairing, while others just enjoy the good feelings of giving back to their community. But no matter your reason, donating a vehicle to WBAI is a great idea. And it's easy. Here's how it works. Simply call 866-WBAI-CAR. That's 866-922-4227. Or give online at WBAI.org/donate-your-car. Our vehicle donor support team will arrange your free pickup. When the driver arrives to tow away your great gift, you'll receive a donation receipt. Vehicle donations have the potential to drive hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dollars to WBAI. Call 866-WBAI-CAR.